Blackstone presents Freedom from Fear, a 12-step guide to personal and national recovery by Mark McDonald, MD. This book is read by Axel Bosley. Introduction. The Fear Addiction. I went to dinner at a restaurant recently and walked past a mother and daughter waiting for the restroom. Both were wearing masks. I turned to the daughter, no more than 10 or 12 years old, and asked, "Why are you wearing that on your face?" Unable to answer, she looked up at her mother for help. What came out of her mother's mouth was an incoherent, hysterical tirade, a jumbled mess of nonsensical phrases like observing safety, closing schools, and ensuring compliance. Nothing she said sounded rational or well-considered in any way. She ended with this, "You have no right to interfere in our lives and intrude into the decisions of our family." She then dragged her daughter into the restroom, clutching her to her chest for dear life, and locked the door behind both of them. The story doesn't end there, though. After I returned to my table on the outdoor patio, a tense, frantic man appeared. He was looking for something, or someone. He approached me and demanded to know if I was the person who had just spoken to his wife. After I acknowledged that I was, he proceeded to explain that he was a non-medical professor in a clinical department at the University of California, Los Angeles, and that all of my colleagues tell me that masking children is perfectly safe. I let him speak for several minutes before interrupting him to ask, "And how do you feel about ordering your daughter to wear a mask?" His response? "I feel nothing." He then demanded that I apologize to his wife for the emotional upset I had caused her. When I refused, he stormed out, muttering something about needing to take action, manager, police, consequences. After the husband ran off, the couple sitting at the table next to mine turned around, and the woman said, "How awful and rude. This man is sick. We would never do something like that to our child. We're from Orange County, and even though we had some legitimate concerns at the beginning of all this, we knew our children would be fine, and we're certainly not afraid of anything now." The experience I had at the restaurant illustrates the growing divide in the United States between those who have emerged from under the blanket of fear and those who seem unable to let go of it. For this latter group, fear appears to be, oddly, a source of security. What is wrong with these people? More than 2 years have passed since the pandemic began, and it ended more than 1 year ago, yet a large swath of the U.S. population has chosen to continue to live in fear. Their decision defies all reason, logic, science, and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?